morning. Hi. So I've been asked to share a little bit about being received. We started coming to St. Matthew's earlier this year, and we do truly feel received by all of you. I find it helpful to try to make concepts like this more tangible, and the image of a forest was helpful when I was preparing this. One way trees communicate with one another is by using fungi as a conduit, and I think that's really cool. An example would be that if a tree, even if it's a completely different type of tree, is running low on a certain nutrient, other trees can share their food by the help of the fungi. However, most of us, when in a new environment, and sometimes even in an environment we know quite well, are more like trees wheelbarrowed in, growing in a pot. There we sit on the forest floor, observing and listening in on the conversation. We can make some connection, but only on a surface level. When you have walls separating you, roots cannot connect and true life cannot be shared. What is extraordinary with you here at St. Matthew's is that you don't just include us superficially while leaving us in our pot. You really see us. You invite us. You show us love and patience. You share your prayers, your needs and joys, and ask us to do the same. You stretch your roots up and your branches down, concerned about what we need, understanding that we need a little help to get connected, to get moved out of the pot and planted with the rest of you. You seem to know that even though we are strangers, we belong together, because at our core is God, and between us as a conduit is also God. Yes, and I just equated God to fungi, because fungi is really cool and so is God. So when you stretch your roots up to help someone get connected, you share God's love, you share sustenance, you share life. God is more than a conduit, of course. He is the connective tissue, the director of the choir, the manager of the operation, the party planner, and the giver of joy and life. He plays in us and between us and wants us all to be connected and part of what he is doing in the world. In the process, we learn to trust God and let him lead. That's a big comfort. You seem intent on wanting that and wanting us to be part of that, and I thank you. These days, there are whole forests of potted people. It might be noisy and there might be many, and you might think that they are more connected than ever. But many have few real connections that know what's really going on in their life. It's surface noise, and many are lonely. Psalm 68, verse 6 says, God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. I think it's appropriate that loneliness and being a prisoner is mentioned in the same sentence. I think it refers to the same thing. Loneliness is truly a prison because you are not connected deeply with others. Your wall has to fall to do that. Your heart has to soften. You here seem to understand this and to know that to receive is to make it a safe and welcoming space, and that to change the connection from superficial to real, to get that plant out of the pot, takes intent and effort, sometimes bravery, if it's a cactus. Sorry. Sometimes people are a cactus. It takes patience and joy and love. It really does. And that, as Psalm 6, verse 6, 68, verse 6 mentions, lonely in prison in the same sentence. It also mentions family and joy in the same sentence. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, I planted a seed, Apollo watered it, but God has been making it grow. Together we can grow while being shaped by God, and we can stretch to heaven as the mature body of Christ. I haven't always liked how the word mature is used in the Bible. It suggested to me that some were better than others. Through writing this, God has helped me see that it can rather mean that together we are able to grow and stand strong. Be healthy, be supported, grow so high that we can feel the warmth of the sun, the joy of God. Compared to being in a pot with limited ability to share and grow, God wants us to be strong and mature. And we can only be that if we are received and planted together. You have greeted us with the love of Christ. You have seen us. You have accepted us. You have included us. And you have shared God with us. And we are grateful and wish to grow with you. Blessed be God for you. My prayer is that the word will go wide, that God is here, that the door is always open, literally, and that all are received as children of God belonging together. Blessed be God. Amen.
God is fungus. God is the fungus among us. I could go with that. In that spirit, that connectedness, when we give of our hearts and our lives, our tithes and our offerings, it's not so much giving as it is circulating. It's all giving and receiving. In that spirit, we give of our gifts in the name of Christ for the sake of the world.